This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870, Mike Dettay along with Charlie Long in studio, and on our Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text line, publisher, recruiting analyst for LSU Tigers on Sports Illustrated, Zach Nagy. Zach, thanks so much for joining us this afternoon.
Absolutely, man. How are we doing today?
We're doing great. Zach, right off the bat, we'll start with Jacob Myers coming in from Nicholls State. I got to watch him, me still living on the bayou. You know, Thibodeau's not far from where I live. It's a stone's throw. But I had Coach Silva tell me the story that basically no one was recruiting him. He looked as though he was going to probably end up at a JUCO college somewhere. And at the last moment, he had somebody that was a former Nicholls State player say, hey, listen, if you got a scholarship, you might want to look at this Myers guy from Sanamo. Big righty, had some control issues, and I think still does to a certain extent. But, man, he's a guy can throw the fastball in the mid-90s. When he gets in the groove, he's awfully tough to hit. 6 foot four and a half righty. He's a big guy. And so I knew he was not going to be long for Thibodeau. And as soon as Silva left, I figured the next guy out was going to be Jacob. And he certainly brings you a big right-hander to the lineup. Last year, they sort of loaded up on the lefties. Now bringing in Jacob, he's got some experience, and he was a dominating pitcher in the Southland.
Absolutely. And to your point, yeah, you're loading up on righties right now. You've got five of them already added to the roster for the 2025 season. And for Jacob, this is a guy who throws gas. If we want to be just completely blunt here, this is a guy whose fastball can get around that 95, 96 mile per hour range. Obviously, walks are an issue with 76 walks total a season ago. But look, he's added a couple off-speed pitches to his arsenal. He's extremely talented. And he's a player that Jay Johnson and this program believe that they can take that quote-unquote risk for. The upside's tremendous, and we've seen Nate Yeske, LSU's pitching coach, really just learn to control his pitchers and let them get into a groove, continue to coach, do what he needs to do. And I think this is a risk that this program's willing to take, and if it hits, he has starting potential for this program. His, like I said, the off-speed pitches are something that's sensational, but that fastball is something that really, really shined at the mid-major level, and this program truly believes that he can carry it over to SEC ball as well. So the upside's there. It's a player they're willing to build with and really utilize the next couple of years with.
Jacob has a really interesting profile because, as you mentioned, he's got a couple electric pitches. As Mike also said, though, the walks have been a little bit of an issue for him. And over the last couple of years, when you're looking at 76 walks, which was a big jump, 18-walk jump from 2023 to 2024, but also the strikeout numbers are tremendous. I mean, 106 and 70 and two-thirds innings pitched. So once again, electric stuff. The command's a little bit of a question mark there. He was a starter basically his entire career at Nichols. And that's kind of my question mark is how will they use him? Because if you look at what LSU has done so far in the portal, as you mentioned, going out and grabbing a few pitchers, a lot of these guys do have starting experience. And the question mark becomes, like, who becomes your starters and which guys do you move to the bullpen? So I just want to get your thoughts on how he kind of projects in this Tigers role for 2025.
I think fall ball is going to be a true telling tale of where he's going to land in the lineup, whether it's going to be a starter or a bullpen piece. But there's so many other variables that play into this as well. Is Griffin Herring going to return? What are you going to do in that point? Can Cade Anderson take that jump as well? A true freshman from a season ago who truly shined for this program. So now it's just about seeing if guys return, players can take that next step. And then obviously to what you're saying, let's kind of target on these transfer portal additions that they made. Devin Sheeran is a player from Mount St. Mary's that this program is ecstatic about adding to the roster. This is a guy who has starting potential from the jump. And then, of course, you went out and added somebody like Chandler Dorsey from USF, who's a bullpen piece right there. And look, if we're going to sit here and, you know, not to provide a monologue on all these other guys they've added, well, when you look at Jacob Mayers, he's a guy who can truly come in and try to take that next step over the next couple of weeks, next couple of months. And we'll see what happens during the spring. But this is a player who they believe will come out of the bullpen at first. And if he hits right, this is a guy who can truly come out and be a starter at the end of the gate.
And then, Zach, before we move on to football, I wanted to get one more question in about the baseball program. Because if you're looking at right now, there's a couple of pieces that you're expecting to move on in the draft. And, you know, catcher was a big need for this team. They go out and get Yaman from Dayton. And I think that he could project as maybe a full-time catcher for this squad. But if you're looking at positions of need and just looking at expecting Jared Jones, obviously Tommy White, other pieces to leave via the draft, what are kind of your major positions of need still for Jay Johnson to address?
It's funny that you talk about Eddie Yaman kind of being a full-time catcher, because if you talk to a couple other people, they would say that this is a guy who projects as a first baseman for this program right now. And it's interesting because he's just so versatile, man. He can do it all. He's proven it in the infield. He's been a catcher. He can do a lot of different stuff for you. So for me right now, I would probably say that the position of need that you're going to have to target is actually catcher. Yaman is obviously a super talented guy. He provides consistency at the plate, which is something that this program needs to add for the 2025 season. Because to what you're saying, I'll double down on that. You lose somebody like Tommy White, Jared Jones, he killed it at the combine, and this is a guy who looks like he could take that next step to his professional journey. So adding consistency to the lineup is what you need to continue doing. Certainly you got that in Yaman already. But going out and adding a couple more, you know, power hitters, add those to the mix, and then get a catcher full-time if Yaman's not the guy that they're going to be targeting to switch over to that or stay there. But I think catcher's a spot right there, and then add a couple more power hitters to the lineup.
Zach, it's a big recruiting weekend last weekend for LSU, landing a couple guys for 2026, and that seems eons away, 2026, the way recruiting is today. But landing Jesse Harrell from Tampa, Florida, and I know one of the assistant coaches that were trying to recruit him for another team, and he just raved about the fact that he can give some edge pressure. He thought he had some physical growth and growth potential that you'll see a much bigger guy once he hits the campus than what you see today. It's a huge need for LSU along the defensive line. We got to spend time with Pete Jenkins over the weekend for me twice, Saturday and then again Monday with him on Sports Talk. But to land Jesse, I think it's a big get, not only to get a guy from Florida. Now you got to keep him now committed, and we know that commitment ain't worth the comment that he makes, but the way things are today. But your thoughts on them trying to get more defensive linemen? It is a huge, huge need for this football team.
Absolutely. And if you talk to Pete Jenkins, obviously he would double down on that as well and say certainly that's a position of need right now. And look, Kevin Peoples has come in as the new defensive ends coach for this program. You have Bo Davis handling defensive linemen as a whole, the interior. But you have Kevin Peoples who came in, and he's handling the outside. And he just landed his first commitment, like you said, in Jesse Harrell. And to go out and get, you know, your first commitment with the LSU Tigers as a top 10 edge in America is superb. Jesse Harrell is incredibly talented, the number 9 edge in America, according to On3Sports. And he's a guy who has tremendous upside. I know I've used that word a couple of times here, but this is a guy that this program is ecstatic about to have. And you got to keep that commitment, of course. But loading up on the interior is of the utmost importance. And then continuing to try to find some versatile guys on the edge as well. And that's exactly what Jesse Harrell did. He can do a bunch of different things for this program, and that's why the staff is so high on him. right now it's really continuing to load up, on the inside as well as the outside. But Jesse Harreld is a significant, significant addition for this program, and they're ecstatic to have him on board right now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Defensive tackle, major need, but I think also corner. We haven't seen the numbers as much in the state of Louisiana over the last 4 or 5 years as we've seen in years past. And I do think there's a sea change. A lot of those guys that would be playing corner, they're playing receiver. They're catching it, not defending it anymore. You got a decommitment over the weekend. A lot of times young men go somewhere like he did to Florida State. And, you know, you get told a really nice story and everything works out. But, you know, without Nick Saban in the bunch, you haven't lost a lot of those guys to an out-of-state school yet you really want. You've been able to land most of those guys over the last 2 years with Brian Kelly. Do you think this is a situation where, okay, I made a nice visit. Man, I'm thinking about it a little bit. Let me decommit. He didn't rule LSU out. He still has them in their top three. But, just for a huge need position, it kind of rips it out of what you did on the positive over the weekend.
It does. And that's something, obviously, he's the number one rated cornerback in America. And for those listening, he's talking about Jabari Antoine, the Westgate product out of New Iberia. And Jabari Antoine is a significant loss for this program. Right now, he reopened his recruitment, and he's obviously keeping LSU in the mix. But Florida State and Miami are the two programs that are coming in as heavy hitters. There's a lot of connections to Miami and Florida State, too, when it comes to Antoine. He's playing his 7-on-7 ball with South Florida Express. So he's playing with a lot of the guys who have ties to that area. And now he's taking official visits to both programs. He's fresh off of one of them, and he decided to reopen his recruitment. Now Corey Raymond and the rest of the staff need to put their foot on the gas and see what they can do to ultimately regain his commitment. And if you were to ask me, what do I think? I think you're going to see them start to swing for the fences here in order to land him. This is one where, you know, you can start to try to get that DBU trend back in Baton Rouge. I know a lot of people are sitting here talking about down year after down year, and there's factual evidence to that. It's been a struggle in the secondary. But if you can go on and try to land somebody like Jabari Antoine, the number one defensive back in the Bayou State, I think that addition is so significant that this program is going to have to put their foot on the gas here in order to get him back in the mix. And I truly think that they can do that. I think he just wants to get a little bit more attention. He wants to feel out his other offers. Obviously, the NIL package and the NIL front is something that's a true problem per se, but it's a true element in the recruiting game nowadays. And he went and checked out Miami, which we know that their pockets are extremely deep. He's checked out Florida State, and their pockets are deep as well. So now he's felt them out. He's got the official visits under his belt. And now it's all about what's next. And I think Jabari's going to come back and get another visit in over the next couple of months, check it out a couple more times, and I wouldn't be surprised to see him get back in the mix for this 2025 class.
One thing with Jabari, if he just takes a look at that roster, I think he could figure it out real quick that he ain't going to be sitting long.
Yeah.
He's going to be playing. Right. But we got a glimpse, a little bit of what might be really something special at LSU, the number one rated college a high school quarterback in the country, throwing the football to Harlan Berry. And to be honest with you, in watching Harlan, I think that I know he's played running back, but he looks to me to be more of a slot receiver guy in college football. Your thoughts of that? And, man, from some of the film that I saw, that combination hooked up pretty good.
Oh, no, that's going to be one of the most dynamic duos, I think, for the foreseeable future in college football. Bryce Underwood can sling that thing. We saw him do some no-look passes in Tiger Stadium during the Friday Night Lights camp. We saw him do it all for the program, under the lights of Tiger Stadium, and we saw him do everything, and he's truly one of a kind. He's 16 years old right now. He doesn't turn 17 until August, so, I mean, you look at the physical attributes that he attains, the ceiling's sky high, and I don't think you can really put a cap on what there is to come for him. He's truly locked in with LSU. He's taken no other visits to any other program ever since he committed on January 6, 2024. So this is a guy who's truly dialed in with what the program has over here, and the proof's in the product. You're watching him do it right now, and then you look at Harlan Berry. To what you said, man, he is a significant pass catcher. He's truly talented, and I had the opportunity to speak with him last fall. And the one thing that he really wanted to add to his game was, you know, becoming a more versatile running back. He's clearly electric with the ball in his hands. He's a speedster. He can juke guys out. He can do whatever he needs to do once he's in the backfield, but now he's starting to add a true different element to his game, and that's becoming a pass catcher to be more all around as a player. So you can put him in the slot, you can catch it on screen passes, obviously line him up in the backfield. He's a weapon, and his arsenal is just getting deeper and deeper. So that Harlan Berry, Bryce Underwood connection, man, that's going to be one that Tiger fans are going to be excited to see for the foreseeable future, because it's going to be electric in Tiger Stadium.
Zach contacted Alan Faneca. He's going to be, just tell everybody, Alan will be on our show tomorrow at 4:35. The Pro Football Hall of Famer, former LSU All-American, All-SEC player, who's up for the College Football Hall of Fame. So he's in the Pro Football Hall of Fame, but not in the college one. But I asked him, because he got to see some of LSU in the spring. He was like, hey, big guy, man, did they have some offensive linemen? Good gracious, he said. And no small guys. These are all huge young men. And he was really impressed in what he saw was, and because I told him I felt offensive line was the strength of LSU's football team in 2024. He said, no argument here from seeing what I saw. It definitely looks as though that's going to be the strength, and they continue to add to their arsenal up front along the offensive line, recruiting-wise.
They do. Obviously, you saw LSU land the number one interior offensive lineman in America, Carius Kern. He's the number one interior offensive lineman in the country, the number one overall player in the state of Arkansas. And you saw Brad Davis continue to work his magic on the recruiting trail. It's another high-profile four-star. He's gotten a five-star offensive lineman in the last three recruiting cycles. Now you go on and add somebody like Carius Kern. It's exceptional what Brad Davis can do on the recruiting trail. He's a true maestro at what he does. And right now, looking at what they have right now, you're returning four guys from a season ago, headlined by Will Campbell, who's a first-round draft pick right out the gate. I think everybody in the country knows that. He's a true phenom up front. And now you're starting to see Brad Davis start to collect more gems. He's starting to prepare for the future, because you're certainly going to lose a lot of guys this year. And now you go on and you add some more through the recruiting game. So Brad Davis is working his magic. He can't be slowed down. The 2024 season, you're going to see this offensive line be the strong suit, like you said. I can definitely attest to that as well. I got the opportunity to watch them during spring, and I can't wait to see what happens in fall ball. So I'm really excited about the offensive line. It'll be their strong suit, and now you're just starting to see Brad Davis continue to add more to the mix, headlined by Carius Kern in the 2024 cycle.
Man, I can't wait to watch DJ Chester, because I think that young man, it's got an it factor to him. Playing that center position. Now, it's a little new for him, but he played a little bit of it last year. But he seems to get it and understand it. And I do know, you know, from talking to Coach Kelly, he likes big men to play center. That hasn't necessarily been the case at LSU, but that is something Brian wanted. He got one in DJ Chester.
Man, did he. I'm glad you mentioned his name, too. I was trying not to speak too much about the current situation of the offensive line because we know how talented it is. I was trying to hit on the recruiting game, so I'm glad you mentioned DJ Chester. That's a pro's pro. This is a kid who's a sophomore, and he handles himself like a professional. I had the opportunity to sit down and talk with him during spring camp a couple months back, and he carries himself like a professional. He's extremely built. He's put on great size. If you talk to the other guys within the locker room, they really believe that he plays above his age. And right now, he's going to be the newbie, let's say, in the starting group alongside Will Campbell, Garrett Dellinger, Miles Frazier, and Emory Jones. You throw in DJ Chester, and this is your quote-unquote new guy. And you wouldn't be able to tell that from spring ball, and I'm sure you won't be able to tell that during fall ball as well, because he handles himself like a pro. He's fantastic in the weight room, and a lot of the players within this roster look up to him. So really, really good things ahead for DJ Chester. He's certainly up next for this program.
And he's smart. Real smart, and I like that because you got to do that if you play center. Zach, thanks so much for joining us. Really appreciate it, buddy. We'll get you on back real soon.
Thank you so much. You guys have a great one.
Thanks so much. Zach Nagy, publisher, recruiting analyst for LSU Tigers on SportsIllustrated.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real, we're transparent, we're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.